years to bless us for the past mercy. The President of the United States of America, accompanied by a very high level delegation. Before bilateral comments, I would like to take this opportunity with permission of the two presidents to introduce the other side of the bilateral talk. First of all, we have the Chief of Staff and Minister for Presidential Affairs, Mr. William Pinto. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Regional Information and Network, Mr. Abisio Kai. The Minister for Finance and Economic Planning, Mr. Kojo Bawili. The Chief Director, to his excellency, the President. The Chief Advisor, I repeat, the Chief Advisor, to his excellency, the President, the President, the President. Next, we have the Minister for Tourism and Diaspora Relations, Mr. Samabwai. The Minister for Trade and Industry, Mr. Joe Rigasa. The National Security Coordinator, Dr. Sami Amu. The Minister for Information, Mr. Bush Saiko. And the bank will start from my left. Essentially, the Ambassador of Ghana to United States of America. The Secretary to the President, Mr. The Chief Director, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mrs. Helen Lewan. The Press Secretary, Presidential Spokesman, Sandra Winnie. The Chairman of the Millennium Challenge Authority for Ghana, Sarah Watson. The Presidential Aide, Mr. Lucian. The Chief Executive, Millennium Challenge Authority, Mr. Benjamin. Mr. Arthur is Supervisor Director, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Mr. Jari is Director of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Mr. Jepo, the Deputy Minister for Information. Last but not least, the Chief of Protocol, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Thank you very much. Perhaps at this stage, I would like to invite my counterpart to introduce you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the singular honor to welcome President Bush to my country, Ghana. This president who is visiting today has over the years since he assumed office as the president of the United States shown a particular understanding of the affairs of our continent, Africa, and I would say perhaps more so on the affairs of Ghana. Under him, Africa has come by an amount that boggles the mind for the fight against HIV/AIDS. Initially, I believe the figure was $15 billion of $90 billion. And lately, I believe the amount has been increased by further $30 billion. In the fight against the deadly HIV/AIDS. If anybody who would extend such resources to any people in the fight against a plague like HIV/AIDS can only be described as a friend indeed. And not only that, in our parts of the world, malaria and perhaps as deadly as HIV/AIDS, perhaps even more so. And again, this president is going to great lengths to help the entire continent infested for this trouble to fight, to try to eradicate the disease of malaria. In newspapers here in Ghana, I see that the experts estimate that the mortality rate increased by about 30% over the past year. That's from Malaysia. The president is lending a helping hand to us to enable us to fight malaria. And then, under him, a new policy has been launched, the Millennium Challenge Account, by which Ghana, I believe till about 2 days ago, was the biggest recipient of the world. This is a very smart constituency. We explain the difference between Ghana and Tanzania in terms of inflation. I will not debate the president. But still, the figure for Tanzania was announced, Ghana was the biggest recipient. $547 million. Since Ghana's independence in 1967, I believe this grant was the biggest ever grant in heaven. $547 million to help us modernize agriculture through extending credit to our farmers. To enable us to pursue integrated policies on the agriculture, do the infrastructure, roads, rural schools, health centers, so our farmers would be empowered to try to do commercial agriculture to benefit themselves, to benefit the economy of Ghana, to help fight poverty, and also unleash our wealth. This is the president that wants this policy. And then, AGOA was there before he came, but in Kenya, AGOA has also been improving to the benefit of our industrial and other sectors. So we can export as many as 6,400 commodities to the market of the United States, duty-free, quota-free. I don't want to talk about USA, which has been working with us on all fronts, educational and other social sectors, to ameliorate the lives of our people. So when you have a leader like this president, naturally, if we could lay the red carpet all the way from the airport here to the capital, we would have made it. It's not possible. But I can only say it's historic, And I'm glad in my tenure that President Bush is speaking to us. Incidentally, our term also coincided. He assumed office in 2001. He's going to go away end of this year. Just like I assumed office in 2001, and I'm going away at the end of this year. So at least on that one, we share something. And the other thing is that fighting terrorism. Perhaps in the process, it has been misunderstood in many parts of the world. But in one sense, I want to express our appreciation of the effort. The 9/11 incident that took place in the country. In New York, the casualties, the victims, some of them were Ghanaians. These were very simple, ordinary Ghanaians going about their legitimate business before they knew they were dead. And that affected all of us. And we do appreciate your stand there. And we condemn terrorism without reservation. Your talk about democratization, we subscribe to, because my party, the party that began to build up from a far back at 1947, was a passing democracy. Respect for fundamental human rights, respect for individual dignity, and these are things we say. So, on that score, we believe we share something in common here. And we believe every human society should use this principle. Perhaps the world will be a more peaceful, more stable area for all of us. So, I believe I speak for Ghana. I speak for my government when I say what? In our language, we say apart. And it's what? We say that to all the people find me in the capital. And we hope you enjoy your day with us. Later in the day, I want to show you some aspects of the town, which I hope you like. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
It's now my honor to be
thank you very much for your thank you very much for your hospitality. Mr. President, thanks. First of all, it's an honor to be in this country. And it's an honor to be with you. And I don't know if the people of your country truly understand your standing in the international community, but you are one of the most respected international leaders. You have represented your country well, you represent the continent of Africa well, and you represent certain basic values. So it's an honor to be with you. You're right, you and I are both finishing our term, but you forgot to say that we're both going to finish strong. you mentioned the Millennium Challenge again. I believe it was the first country in the continent of Africa to receive it, We do so because we believe in supporting governments that fight corruption, invest in their children, invest in the health of their citizens, believe in the marketplace economy, and that's exactly the way you live your country. So ours is certainly not a gift. It's given in the cooperative spirit that was intended to. And we believe that it's in our national interest to promote freedom and democracy, as well as healthy citizenry and educated citizenry. And you've led the way, Mr. President. It was very easy to support your government. And I appreciate you bringing up disease. There's no doubt in my mind that given some help that the government has done over the past years will eradicate malaria. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of organizational skills, and support from the international community that you will have. And I predict the people of God, that when you look back at President Ford's leadership, you'll say, this is the beginning of the end of the disease, expecting to be lives of young children. And I appreciate your leadership, and thank you very much for the warm hospitality. I do want to thank the people of God, at least those we've seen so far, for getting up early, lining the streets, and waving with such enthusiasm. It makes us all feel great. And part of the trip I've really been looking forward to. And so grateful for your hospitality. Thank you so much.